French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is Julia Child. I didn't grow up watching Julia Child on television the way many people of my generation did. My television hours were not inclined toward any aspects of cooking, though we did cook in our home. My mother was both a restaurant worker and also, for a time, a Girl Scout leader. Part of the arts and crafts of being one spilled over into our childhood activities. I was a lucky young boy to be able to make homemade strawberry, cherry, and blueberry jam with her and the Girl Scout troop. It, along with many other cooking chores we did in just outside of farm country Illinois, gave me a background that, though unplanned, prepared me in key ways for the life of a chef. Cooking in America was dramatically affected by Miss Child, but no one person does that alone. Though she was in the vanguard, there was a kind of renaissance that swept through the 60s and 70s in all manner of cooking. By the American Centennial Celebration in 1976, the pride in American cooking was in full flower. A decade later, in September of 1988, I first had the pleasure of meeting the tall, engaging, famous woman and hearing her high-pitched voice in person. I can recall the day as if it were yesterday, yet it was many years ago. I was with my wife, Janet, at a small restaurant outside of Boston proper. We were on the very first book tour. I had done Good Morning Boston that morning, and before we were to fly off to Detroit the following day to do more to promote the book I'd titled Feast of Sunlight, we had the luxury of choosing a restaurant to dine in. We selected a place named Hammersley's Bistro. I had won a cooking contest that the chef of that restaurant had also won for her region of the U.S. Her name is Jody Adams. I had brought in my brand new cookbook to give Jody that night, but fate stepped in between. It was not long after we were seated. Janet was suddenly pulling me by the sleeve. She hissed, "Be careful! You almost knocked that sweet-looking little old man over." I stood as still as a bird dog. I carefully looked about me and the tightly packed tables of the dining room. It was at that moment I looked past that man to his companion. It was unmistakably, magically, and most clearly Julia Child. She and her husband were sitting at the table immediately next to us. We had just come from Key West, where I had been cooking at Louis' Backyard most recently. Julia's voice ended my momentary panic over having nearly knocked her husband off his feet. She said, "My, don't you two have the most marvelous suntans?" Janet beamed a smile of forgiveness at me. And then, "What brings you two young people to Boston?" At the end of the meal, I handed Miss Child a copy of my first book. She was incredibly gracious, asked me to inscribe it to her, and insisted from now on I must address her as Julia. And with that, she moved from a television personality to a friend with whom I came to share time and stove space over another score of years. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
So I sing a song of love for Julia.